I remember vividly the last time I cried. I was 12 years old, in the 7th grade, and I had tried out for the junior high school basketball team. I walked into the gymnasium. There was a piece of paper tacked to the bulletin board. It was a cut list. The 7th grade coach had put it up on the board. The boys whose names were on the list were still on the team. They were welcome to keep coming to practices. The boys whose names were not on the list had been cut. Their presence was no longer desired. My name was not on the list. I had not known the cut was coming that day. I stood and I stared at the list. The coach had not composed it with a great deal of subtlety. The names of the very best athletes were at the top of the sheet of paper, and the other members of the squad were listed in what appeared to be a descending order of talent. I kept looking at the bottom of the list, hoping against hope that my name would miraculously appear there if I looked hard enough. I held myself together as I walked out of the gym and out of the school, but when I got home, I began to sob. I couldn't stop. For the first time in my life, I had been told officially that I wasn't good enough. Athletics meant everything to boys that age. If you were on the team, even as a substitute, it put you in the desirable group. If you weren't on the team, you might as well not be alive. I had tried desperately in practice, but the coach never seemed to notice. It didn't matter how hard I was willing to work. He didn't want me there. I knew that when I went to school the next morning, I would have to face the boys who had not been cut, the boys whose names were on the list, who were still on the team, who had been judged worthy while I had been judged unworthy. All these years later, I remember it as if I were still standing right there in the gym. And a curious thing has happened. In traveling around the country, I have found that an extremely large proportion of successful men share that same memory, the memory of being cut from a sports team as a boy. I don't know how the mind works in matters like this. I don't know what went on in my head following that day when I was cut. But I know that my ambition has been enormous ever since then. I know that for all of my life since that day, I have done more work than I had to be doing, taken more assignments than I had to be taking, put in more hours than I had to be spending. I don't know if my determination never to allow myself to be cut again was the origin of all my ambition, but I know it's still there. And apparently, it's there in a lot of other men, too.